A precious catalyzer. This is Monk Elliot from the Absolute Monastery and in Campo Campo, California. And I'm speaking about a precious catalyzer. We all are catalyzers to each other. In this world, we are creating our world just having reflections in our world, because our creation are really our reflections. But first, I would think we are still catalyzing each other by getting motivated. There are some people who are teachers or who are perhaps our relatives, our parents, or our friends, who play a special role in our life. And when we look backwards or think of them, they have had a special effect in our life. And other maybe had an effect which was less positive, was not all that wonderful. But we would not blame our creation. We would rather say, hey, that was my own creation, that was based on my own thinking. Now, there are lots of people who are catalyzer, but I wanted actually to speak about a book which is a precious catalyzer. And I think that is, for me, the case. And you might think, oh, it's sure the Bible. And the Bible is and was a good foundation, a good catalyzer as a child. And I was very impressed by the stories I read in the Bible, and when I'm taking out really that what Jesus taught, and I'm consistent with what he has taught, and he was consistent, it is beautiful. Only that the Bible is teaching or writing a lot of things which was interpreted by those who lived afterwards, who a generation, two generations even after, and we can imagine how much truth is in all that what we read in the Bible. But I'm not speaking about the Bible. Naturally, if we look in libraries or in bookstores, there are thousands, there are millions of books, and every day new books are printed. If we who are publishers, I mean, we're dealing with books in print, we are dealing with Amazon.com, we are with Boker's Link, we're dealing with a lot of publishers and naturally also books, and we're receiving a lot of books here as examples. And it's so strange. Often the books look really very attractive outside, the cover is beautiful, and if ever I open it and look at it, I just leaf through a couple of pages and I close it again. It doesn't excite me. But there is one book which really excited me. And to Sylvia, you sitting next to me, said, come on, now say it. Don't be so hesitating or so exciting. There's one book in my life which is really has done a lot. And that is The Art and Science of Wholeness. It's the blue book. The Art and Science of Wholeness, which is the first course book, the blue book, which has been a catalyzer in my life, and I would say in many lives. Because since I'm with the University of Healing, I have seen hundreds of students taking our course, and how many are really impressed by what is written in this beautiful book. And we here at the University of Healing have studied this book again and again, and we are editing it now new, and we are working on it, proofreading it. And every time I'm reading these lessons, I am deeply moved. I'm deeply impressed. What wonderful message is in this book. The Art and Science and Wholeness has made me aware of who and what I am, because I always believed in the God, in the power outside. And with reading and studying the Ardent Signs of Wholeness, this blue book, and reading it three times again, I learned about the law of cause and effect. I learned that there is a principle in life which I need to follow. I need to know it, to follow it, and to live it. And this Ardent Science of Wholeness has opened my mind and the mind of many readers and many people who study it in an amazing way. I had once a phone call from a person who I almost didn't understand because he had a very Spanish accent. And the man was telling me he wanted to meet Dr. Bayle, the author of the book of Art and Science, and myself. So we were very curious to see what this man had to say. So he wasn't alone when he came. He came with a friend. And so these two men came with a book, The Art and Science of Wholeness, and it was almost wrapped, so used that it fell apart, that's right. And we said, well, what is this all about? And they said, well, we went in a bookstop, in a secondhand bookstop in Mexico, and we found this book. And this book was speaking to us, take me, take me. It was like an inner voice was speaking, and it was naturally their inner voice speaking and not the book, but the book was the catalyzer. And so they wanted to meet the author of the book. They wanted to meet the person who wrote these wonderful sentences, these wonderful chapters, these wonderful essays, and who was the messenger. Because these two men, who were very simple men, understood that it was the divine speaking. In the book was the divine speaking. It was their inner voice waking up. And so understanding ourselves by reading the book, learning to understand ourselves, is the greatest gift which this course can do. And we learn by studying this course to express our real nature, our divinity. We understand that we are not only human beings, that we are divine beings. And that's our purpose here in life, to remember who we are and play the game of life, to play the human game in this body, and being ourselves and having fun. And this is what we learn, and what I have learned through the Ardent Science of Wholeness, the first the book from the first course of the University of Healing, by studying it diligently. And those people who really follow the syllabus, who follow the requirements of the book, of the course, have miracles happening, and they want to go ahead. They want to take the second course, the third course, the illumination course. And when they are done with all the courses, they say, have you more courses? And naturally, we have more courses. We have the University of Philosophy, and one course, one book is just going further with the next course. It's just matching and opening more our minds. This book is a precious catalyzer, and I can only say, who has not read it, you might ask for at least a lesson from us. That would be a nice idea. Maybe we put one of the lessons on our web page, and so that people can see what it is all about, with the quiz sheet of one lesson, which has 10 questions and an essay of 100 words. So there is here the University of Feeling is a catalyzer too, and we are spreading this this philosophy in a way very gentle and very let's say unobvious even, because what Dr. Bailey always teaches, we don't need the obvious credit. Important is that we live it, and we live it by being ourselves and having fun and having used this catalyzing book or whatever we want to use in a harmonious, loving, and in a way which opens our mind and lets flow our ideas, our divine ideas. Well, if you want information, just call the University of Healing, 619-478-5111. And we all here are happy to give you more information about this precious book, The Art and Science of Wholeness, a very precious catalyzer. I love you.